不切合理。
It's a real honor to be here. Thank you.
实在是很荣幸能够来到这里，谢谢大家。
Thank you, worship team. That was a great job.
敬拜团带得很好。
Let's just take a moment to pray.
我们可不可以花几分钟时间来祷告？
I can deliver this in just the right way.
祷告主让我释放合宜的信息。
And that our hearts can receive it in the right way.
而且我们的心也可以在一个对的光景来领受主的话。
Amen. And each one of us, let's pray that God would speak to us. Ask Him to speak to you this morning.
让我们每一个人心向着主，求主早晨对我们自己说话。
Lord, we just humble ourselves before you this morning.
主啊，早晨我们谦卑来到你的面前。
And we recognize clearly our need for your grace.
我们清楚知道我们需要你的恩典。
And we thank you, God, that your word promises to give us more grace.
我们感谢你，你给我们足够的恩典。
You give us more grace.
你应许我们够用的恩典。
Help us to do, God, that which we cannot do by ourselves.
帮助我们做我们自己所不能做的事。
So God, I just pray that you would help me speak this clearly and in the way that you want me to, Lord.
早晨主啊，我求你让我释放你的话语清清楚楚，按照你的旨意。
Full of grace.
满有恩典。
Full of grace, Lord, easy to receive.
满有恩典，叫人的心能够领受。
Help our hearts and minds receive all that you want to say to us this morning.
叫我们的心和我们的心思能够愿意领受你要我们所领受的。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主。
We give you all glory and honor and praise, Lord.
我们把所有的荣耀颂赞归给你。
Be exalted in this house, Lord.
愿你在这个家中被高举。
Be exalted in your people, Lord.
在你的百姓当中，愿你被高举。
Rise up in your people, Lord Jesus.
主在你的百姓中兴起。
Holy Spirit, help us to remember all things about Jesus.
圣灵来帮助我们认识一切都在于主。
Let this be about you, Lord Jesus, and not about us.
愿这一切都是在乎你，不是在乎我们。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to share with you a word about overcoming obstacles through persistence, or the power of persistence.
早晨，我要你们分享如何靠着持续的能力胜过我们追求主的路上的障碍。
We need persistence to walk out our faith, amen.
我们的信心需要有持续的能力，不是吗？
Because the Christian life is an upward journey.
因为基督徒的道路是一个上行的路。
It is often filled with obstacles and hindrances.
这一路上是充满了障碍和阻挡的。
These obstacles or hindrances try to slow our progress.
这些障碍和阻挡是叫我们慢下我们的脚步。
The flesh, the world, and the devil.
世界、仇敌和我们的血气都是障碍。
All war against us to slow our progress.
常常与我们作战，叫我们的脚步慢下来。
Amen.
阿门吗？
However, sometimes obstacles and hindrances
但有的时候这些障碍和阻拦
come from unlikely places
来自一些我们所没有料到的来源
a place that we would not expect them to come from
我们所没有期望看见的
they come sometimes from within the very house of God
甚至有的时候是在神的家中所产生的
the people of God
来自神的百姓
Have any of us ever had a brother or sister that hindered our way in the Lord?
在你们信主路上有没有弟兄或姊妹绊倒你们的？
We dare not raise our hand, amen.
没有人敢举手。
But yet we all have had those situations.
但是我们都有这样的经历，不是吗？
We cannot ignore or pretend that these things do not happen.
我们不能忽视或假装这些事没有发生。
Because these obstacles or hindrances.
因为这样的障碍。
Come from such unlikely places.
来自我们所原来所不预期的来源。
It sometimes takes even more faith and persistence to overcome them.
有时候需要更大的信心跟持续的力量，让我们克服这些障碍。
Amen.
Amen.
Usually, these obstacles and hindrances affect the weakest among us.
通常这样的障碍会影响到我们当中最软弱的。
Amen. It's hard to build the house of God with stumbling blocks.
建立神的家是非常的困难，尤其用这些叫人跌倒的石头来建立。
Little things that we might not be watching can stumble those around us.
有的时候好像我们不注意的小的细节却让人跌倒。
Let me give you some examples from the Gospels this morning.
早晨我们一起从福音书中看一些的例子。
Turn with me real quickly to Luke 19.
我们一起看路加福音十九章。
Verses 2 through 10. 2 through 10.
第二到第十节。
A very familiar story.
我们都很熟悉的故事。
We all heard it over and over and over again in Sunday school, amen?
我们在主日学可能都读过好多次了。
The story of a wee little man, Zacchaeus.
一个矮小的人，他的名字叫 Zacchaeus.
Though it's a familiar story.
是一个很有名的故事。
A Sunday school story usually directed towards little children.
通常儿童主日学的那个对象都是儿童。
This story has a profound truth in it for all of us.
但是这个遭遇呢，对我们成人有一样的真实的重要性。
Starting in verse 2.
路加福音十九章第二节。
Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus.
有一个人名叫撒该。
Who was a chief tax collector.
税吏长。
And he was rich.
是个财主。
And he sought to see who Jesus was.
他要看看耶稣是怎样的人。
That's a good thing, amen?
这岂不是个好事吗？要看看耶稣。
But could not because of the crowd.
但是因为人多。
For he was short in stature.
他的身量又矮。
So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him.
所以不得看见，就跑到前头，爬上桑树要看耶稣。
For he was going to pass that way.
因为耶稣必从那里经过。
And when Jesus came to the place,
当耶稣来到了那里，
he looked up.
抬头一看。
And he said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house.
对他说，撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。
Zacchaeus wants to see Jesus.
撒该要看耶稣。
He wants to find out more about Jesus.
他要更多来了解这个耶稣。
But he has a problem. He is short in stature.
但他有一个问题，就是他很矮小。
He has a physical limitation, a limitation within himself.
他有一个限制是在他的受造他的天然的构造里的。
And there is a great crowd that also wants to see Jesus.
同时呢 有一大群的人也想看耶稣。
This great crowd that wants to see Jesus, they're good people, amen?
这些群众也是好人不是吗？
They just want to find out more about Jesus.
他们也是想更多来认识耶稣。
But yet, because Zacchaeus is short in stature, the people...are keeping him from seeing Christ.
但是因为他矮，所以呢，人群就把他们拦阻住了。
So in this passage we see it's not sin or ungodliness or the world.
在这里不是世界或是罪恶。
It is not Satan that is getting in Zacchaeus's way.
也不是仇敌拦阻了撒该来认识神。
It is these good people that are just wanting to also see Jesus.
而是一群是好人，他们也想来认识耶稣，却拦阻了撒该的路。
Amen.
阿们吗？
But Zacchaeus takes initiative.
但是撒该呢，却自己努力。
He runs on ahead.
他就跑到前头。
He climbs up into the sycamore tree.
爬上了桑树。
This rich man, how silly he must have looked, amen.
这个财主当时看起来一定是蛮愚蠢的。
He's not climbing in the tree that people might see him.
他爬上树不是叫人看见，哎，我爬树了。
He's climbing high in the tree that he might get a better view of Jesus.
他爬上树所以他可以看清楚一点。
And Christ, the Lord Jesus,
而我们的耶稣基督，
he takes notice of Zacchaeus and his bold faith.
他注意到撒该他的心和他的勇敢的信心。
That ran ahead of the crowd and climbed to the tree that he might learn more.
看到他怎么样跑到前头，爬上了树，为了要更多认识耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes the crowd.
有的时候人群。
Maybe the congregation.
也许是会众。
Can get in the way, actually.
有的时候会拦阻过我们。
Of those who are weakest and shortest among us.
特别在我们当中软弱的。
Those who are struggling with some limitation.
就是在心中有许多的挣扎，有许多的难处的。
And they find themselves compelled to run ahead and climb up in a tree, find a way to see Christ.
而想要认识耶稣的心，逼迫他们往前跑，爬上树，为了更多看见他。
But they're not doing it to gain attention for themselves.
当他们这样做的时候，并不是要人注意他们。
They just want to find out more about Christ.
A
simple example from the Gospels, amen?
这是一个福音书里很简单的一个例子，不是吗？
How good people can get in the way of a weak one finding out more about Jesus.
有时候好人也能够挡住那些弱小的，让他们不容易看见。
Very plain, very simple.
这是一个非常简单的事例。
But what I want you to see is there's a possibility.
但是我要你认识就是说在神永远是可能的。
A possibility of us that we might get in the way of those around us who are wanting to find out more about Christ.
并且认识我们有的时候是在挡住别人让人看不见主。
We must be sensitive to the Lord, amen?
所以我们向着主要敏感。
We must not only be sensitive to what we want to find out more about Jesus,
我们不能只注意说我要更多认识得着耶稣。
But we must be sensitive to those in smaller, younger, weaker around us who are trying to find out more about Christ. Amen?
Amen.
That's for us older ones.
对我们在神家中的成年人。
But what about those who are younger among us?
我们有想过在我们当中年轻的孩子。
Those of you who are younger in the Lord.
我们在主里比较年轻的。
Those of you who are struggling perhaps with something that seems to be getting in the way from you finding out more about Jesus.
或者你正在挣扎，因为你在想认识主的路上有一些的挑战跟拦阻。
We must not be deterred easily, amen?
不要那么轻易就被挡住。
We must not be put off easily.
不要轻易就被拦阻住了。
When we cannot find a way to connect with Christ the first time,
也许我们想要来与主联合，第一次的时候，我们遇到困难。
We must press in persistence, amen.
但是我们不要放弃，而要努力往前坚持。
We must take initiative to run on ahead and find a way to intersect with Jesus.
我们必须主动的找到办法来与基督相遇。
We must not be offended easily, amen.
不要很容易就被人得罪了。
How easy it must have been for Zacchaeus to be offended in this situation.
在这个情况里，税吏撒该很容易就被得罪了，被拦阻住了。
Here he is, he's considered a sinner by all those around him.
对四周啊，他四周人都认为他是一个罪人。
He has issues in his life.
他在他生命中有许多的事情问题。
But he evidently wants to overcome these by getting a better understanding about Jesus.
但是很明显，他想要胜过这些难处，他要来遇见主。
So he tries to press in, but the crowd is in the way.
他努力往前，但是人群挡住了他。
Have you ever had in your heart to do something for the Lord, to find out more about the Lord?
在你的心中曾有没有这个想法，说我要更多认识耶稣？
And a well-intending brother or sister stepped in front of you and got in the way?
但有些带着善意的弟兄姊妹，无意中却站在你前面，成为了他的拦阻。
Be careful that you do not grow bitter or unforgiving.
重要的是，你不要不赦免人，或者里面充满了苦毒。
Get your feelings hurt.Too easily, amen.
不要太容易就受伤了。
Say, well, that's the last time I'll try that.
你不要说啊，我这是我最后一次试了。
I will never raise my hand again.
我再也不要举手发言或者怎么了。
I will never try to explain how I'm feeling again.
我不要再跟人家解释我的感觉了。
I will never ask that question again.
我永远不再问这种问题了。
Have you ever asked a question and you kind of felt stupid after asking it?
你有没有问过问题之后，你事后有点后悔，觉得问了一个笨问题？
Because people didn't understand what was really in your heart.
因为人不知道你心里到底是怎么想的。
Can't give up after the first time, can we?
但是不要第一次尝试失败了就放弃了。
We must be persistent to pursue the Lord, to intersect with Jesus.
我们在追求主的路上要坚持到底，不要
To find a sycamore tree that we might find out more about Christ.
在你的生命中寻找那个桑树，好像你可以在那个树上找到主。
Mark 10, verse 46.
我们一起看马可福音第十章四十六节。
Mark 10, 46 through 52. Another Sunday school story. The story of blind Bartimaeus. Remember him? Starting in verse 46. Now they came to Jericho. This passage is speaking about Christ and his disciples. And as he went out to Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude,
他们出耶利哥的时候,
blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging.
有一个讨饭的瞎子坐在路旁。
And when he heard that it was Jesus, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.
他听见是拿撒勒的耶稣，就喊着说，大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧。
Then many warned him to be quiet.
有许多人责备他，不许他作声。
But he cried out all the more.
但他却越发大声喊着说，
Son of David, have mercy on me.
大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧。
So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called.
耶稣就站住说，叫他过来。
Then they called the blind man, saying to him,
他们就叫那瞎子对他说
Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you.
放心起来，他叫你了。
And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus.
瞎子就丢下衣服，跳起来，走到耶稣那里。
So Jesus answered and said to him, What do you want me to do for you?
耶稣说，要我为你做什么？
The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight.
瞎子说，拉波尼，我要能看见。
Then Jesus said to him, Go your way, your faith has made you well.
耶稣说，你去吧，你的信救了你了。
And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road.
瞎子立刻看见了，就在路上跟随耶稣。
So we have another weak one, amen?
在这里又看到一个软弱的。
This man Bartimaeus, who is blind.
这巴迪买是个瞎子。
He cannot earn a living for himself.
他没有办法自己维持生活。
So what he does is he parks himself, if you will, by the roadside.
所以他就把自己停在路上。
He positions himself in a place in the city which people often travel down, back and forth on.
他找到一个位置的是许多人往来的地方。
He cannot move about easily.
因为他不能够很容易的到处走动。
So he sits by the road asking for alms, begging.
所以他就坐在繁忙的路上在那里乞讨。
Just as you see people at the intersections position themselves, amen?
就像我们在路口常看许多人站在十字路口乞讨一样。
They put themselves in a place where people can easily see them in hopes that someone might give them a free gift.
他们要站在一个容易被人看见的地方，所以人可以给他一些施舍。
Bartimaeus is doing this is because he is a broken man.
巴迪买这么做呢，因为他是一个破碎的人。
He is blind.
他是一个瞎眼的人。
He cannot help himself.
他没有办法帮助自己。
He is hopeless and helpless without someone's outside intervention.
他若没有人帮助他，是一个无望而且无助的人。
Can we identify with Bartimaeus?
我们有没有办法觉得也在这件事上看见我们自己？
All of us, apart from the grace of God, are like Bartimaeus. Amen.
若离开神的恩典，我们都与巴迪买一样，不是吗？
We can do nothing for ourselves apart from grace.
离开神的恩典，我们不能为自己做什么。
Before we can get on with God, we must be able to identify with Bartimaeus.
在我们能够与神同行之前，我们必须先认定我们跟巴迪买是一样的光景。
This is a hard thing for some of us to do, to humble ourselves and recognize our need, isn't it?
对某些人来说，要谦卑认识这个事实是蛮困难的，不是吗？
But if you need a miracle in your life from the Lord Jesus, you must humble yourself.
但是你若要在你的生命中经历主的恩典和奇迹，你必须第一先谦卑你自己。
God gives grace to the humble.
神施恩给谦卑的人。
He is opposed or he resists the proud.
他阻挡骄傲的人。
Amen.
阿们吗？
That's a good place to say amen, isn't it? That means so be it, yes.
阿们就说是的，我同意。
You're preaching good, David.
你讲的对 David Amen
Humility is the doorway of grace
谦卑是我们来到是进入恩典的门
Brokenness is the overcomer's path Amen
破碎是那得胜者必走的道路
A proud people get nowhere with God
骄傲的人在神面前领受不了任何事
We must become like little children, amen?
我们必须回转像一个孩子。
Bartimaeus understands his need.
巴迪买认识他自己的需要。
So he puts himself out in a place where he can get help.
所以他就坐在路口上盼望得着一些帮助。
Are you needy this morning?
今天早晨你里面
有没有需要? Do you need more of God's grace?
你需要更多神的恩典吗?
Do you need a miracle?
你需要神迹吗?
Do you need a breakthrough for someone in your family?
你需为了你的家人有一个突破。
Do you want more of the power and presence of God?
你需要更多神的同在和能力吗?
Humble yourself.
谦卑下来。
But you say, preacher, I thought God must humble me.
你不要说哦，传道人啊，应该神来降卑我。
We don't want that kind of humility, brothers.
你不会要那样降卑的过程的。
We must yield to Him. We don't want Him to push us down. Amen.
我们自己先谦卑下来，不要让他借着环境压迫我们，叫我们谦卑。
It does happen in all of our lives, but it's a much easier process when we humble ourselves willingly.
这两种过程在我们信主路上必会发生的，但是我们宁愿选择我们自己先谦卑下来。
So this needy man hears that Jesus is coming by. He hears him.
所以巴迪买这个有需要的人听见了耶稣正经过。
He can't see him because he's blind, amen.
记得吗？他是瞎眼的，他看不见。
Anything and everything that he knows about Jesus, he has only heard, not seen.
所有关乎耶稣的，他都是听来的，不是看来的。
How many of us are saying to ourselves, if I just see this or I see that happen, I will believe.
多少人都会说，哦，如果我看见这个或看见那，我就会信的。
We have all heard the good news.
我们都听见关于耶稣的好消息。
We have all heard enough to make us step out and take a step of faith.
我们都应该听。够了好消息我们应该有信心踏出那一步下一步
Bartimaeus hearing that Jesus was coming said Son of David have mercy on me
巴迪买听见耶稣经过他就说大卫的子孙啊
Jesus and the disciples are passing by
大卫的子孙耶稣啊可怜我吧正当那个时候耶稣跟门徒经过
Jesus and his traveling congregation
耶稣跟着与他同行的人往前
and suddenly this blind man interrupts what they're doing
突然有一个瞎子打扰了他们
With a heart cry, Jesus!
而从他的心中喊出来耶稣啊
Have mercy on me!
怜悯我吧
And what does the congregation, the disciples, those who know most about Jesus do?
那耶稣四周人做了什么这些 suppose 最了解耶稣的
Shh, be quiet!
叫他不要做声安静点
Be quiet!
Shh, 安静点
These aren't the Romans, these aren't the Pharisees,This isn't some random sinners telling Bartimaeus to be quiet.
叫他安静的不是罗马人，也不是法利赛人，而是一群应该是比较了解耶稣的人。
Amen. These are the disciples that are telling him to be quiet.
这些是主的门徒叫他不要作声。
Though these are good men.
这些是好人啊。
Did you hear that? They're good men.
听到没有？这一群人跟着耶稣的是好人。
Though they're followers of Jesus.
他们是跟随耶稣的人。
They aren't paying attention to what's going on here in Bartimaeus' heart.
但他们没有注意巴迪买心中所发生的事。
We as good men and women, followers after Jesus.
我们这些跟随主的好好弟兄好姊妹。
Sometimes.
有的时候。
Don't notice what's going on in the hurt ones around us. Amen.
有时候我们没有注意到在我们四周受伤人他们心中发生的事。
Am I speaking the truth this morning, brothers and sisters?
我是不是讲一个真实的光景？
All of us, without exception.
我们所有的人没有一个例外的。
Sometimes miss what God's doing right under our nose.
有的时候神正在做事，我们却浑然不觉。
So they tell this blind man, this hurting man, this hungry for Jesus man,
所以他们告诉这个里面向神呼求充满了饥渴的人
to be quiet and sit down,
不要坐身坐下来
when they should be helping him into the presence of their master.
事实上他们应该帮助他进到他们的主面前
Amen?
Amen 吗
They missed it.
他们错过了主的带领
They missed it.
他们错过了
Have you ever missed it?
我们有没有错过过主的带领
Many, many times. I should raise
许多许多次，我要举起两只手来承认。
But when they told him to be quiet,
当他们叫他不要作声的时候
，Here's this hungry heart.
这个饥渴的心
，A hungry-hearted Bartimaeus that will not be denied.
他不接受任何的拒绝。
He cries out even more.
他反而叫得更大声。
How he must have been afraid. Amen.
他应该是会害怕的，不是吗
？I mean, these are the disciples that told him to be quiet.
这些是主的跟随者叫他不要吵。
These are the men that walked and talked with Jesus every day.
这些是天天跟主耶稣同行与主谈话的人。
These were the good men, the future apostles of the church.
这些是未来教会的领袖。
That knew Christ better than anybody.
他们了解基督胜过其他的人。
They told him to be quiet.
而这样的人叫他不要作声。
But Bartimaeus was more afraid about missing his one opportunity to touch Jesus.
但是巴迪买心中只介意一件事，这是他唯一能够得到主的机会。
Then he was afraid to offend or be even misunderstood by these good men.
所以他不在乎被人误解或者阻挡。
So what does he do? He cries out even louder.
所以他做什么？他就越发大声喊
，Jesus!
耶稣！
If you are a blind man,
如果你是个瞎子,
you hear Jesus is passing by,
你听到耶稣正经过,
this might be your only chance to intersect with him.
你知道这是可能的你唯一能够遇见他的机会。
What would you do?
你会怎么做?
What would you do?
你会怎么做?
How would you pray?
你会怎样祷告?
How would you pray?
你会怎样祷告?
With all his heart, all his mind, all his soul, all his strength.
全心全力。
What does Jesus do?
那主耶稣怎么反应?
See this persistence that Bartimaeus has?
你看见巴迪买的那个坚持吗?
He will not be denied.
他不接受拒绝。
Jesus stands still.
主耶稣就站住了。
He notices the faith of Bartimaeus.
他注意到巴迪买这个人。
He notices the persistence of Bartimaeus.
他注意到他的坚持。
And Jesus commands, bring him here.
主耶稣就说叫他过来。
And the disciples in a moment, because they are humble men,
要记得这一群门徒也是谦卑的人。
Because they are teachable men,
他们是受教的人。
Because they are submissive men,
他们是顺服的人。
They recognize what the Lord wants to do,
他们认出来主的带领。
And so they quickly turn and help the one who they were just hindering.
他们立刻就转过来帮助那个他们原来阻挡来认识主的人。
Amen?
Praise
God for those kind of men who turn quickly.
为了这要服侍主的人，我们要感谢主，他们是在主面前是柔软的。
Now put yourself in Bartimaeus' shoes.
把你自己放在巴迪买的位置。
What would you have done at that moment?
在那个刹那，你会怎么反应？
Would you have perhaps been tempted to be a little angry?
你会不会想要有一点愤怒的反应？
What are you doing? I wish you were just trying to stop me from getting into the presence of Christ.
你们这些在搞什么？刚才你还叫我不要出声音。
Let me alone. I'll do it myself.
不要碰我，我自己去主那里。
Amen.
阿门吗
？Bartimaeus, at this point, he needs to put on forgiveness, doesn't he?
在这个时候，巴迪买必须学会饶恕。
Because these good men are the best men to help him into the presence of Christ.
因为这一群好人是最适合把他带到主面前的人。
These same men that misunderstood his intentions,
虽然这同样的人刚刚还误会了他的意思,
are still the best men to help him into the presence of Jesus.
但他们仍然是最适合把他带到主面前的人。
So he wisely humbles himself,
所以他很有智慧地谦卑下来,
puts on a heart of forgiveness,
带着一个饶恕他们的心,
and allows him to be helped by these disciples into the presence of Jesus.
容许他们把他扶起来，把他们带到耶稣的面前。
Are you getting the point of my message?
你们明白我的意思吗？
Obstacles sometimes come.
是的，我们会遇见障碍。
From well-intended people.
来自那些带着善意的人。
So Jesus asked, "What do you want me to do for you?"
所以主耶稣就说，你要我为你做什么？
I mean, isn't it obvious what I mean, Lord?
这不是很明显吗，主耶稣？
Jesus loves us to be specific in prayer, doesn't he?
但是主耶稣叫我们祷告寻求的时候要非常的明确。
So Bartimaeus says, Master, that I might receive my sight.
他说，拉波尼，我要能看见。
And Jesus immediately touches the man. He is healed of his blindness.
立刻，主耶稣触摸他，他就得了医治。
And immediately he followed the Lord on the road. Amen.
然后他立刻就在这个路上跟随了耶稣。
This miracle, this touch of Christ,
这个与主相触的一个奇迹
radically redefined Bartimaeus.
迅速的将他重新的改造了。
He used to be a man that was stuck on a corner.
他以前是一个瞎子卡在那个路口上。
Now he's a man that can move freely and follow in the way of God. Amen.
他现在是一个自由的人，可以跟随耶稣了。
It changed his whole life.
这个经历改变了他整个的人生。
He used to be stuck. Now he's mobile.
他以前是卡住不能往前的，现在能够自由行动。
He used to sit in the dust. Now he walks upright after God.
以前是坐在灰尘当中，现在可以起来跟随神。
All because there were some men who noticed what God wanted to do in his life.
都是因为有人注意到神能够在他生命中产生改变。
All because he was willing to humble himself and forgive those who once hindered him.
而且他能够谦虚自己饶恕别人。
Amen. This is how we overcome the obstacles in the house of God.
这样的态度是我们如何在神的家中克服各样障碍，能够往前。
We who are stronger and more mature.
我们如果够成熟，够刚强。
We must be willing to humble ourselves and adjust what we're doing to help others into God's presence.
我们必须能够谦卑下来，然后做自我的调整，好叫我们能够帮助那些需要帮助的人。
We are who are younger and struggling.
我们若是弱小的，在挣扎中的。
We must be willing to humble ourselves.
我们也要能够谦卑下来。
Put on forgiveness.
带着饶恕的心。
And keep on pressing into Jesus, even when people misunderstand our intentions.
继续不断地坚持来追随主，虽然有人误解我们。
Amen.
Amen 吗
？That's the word of God.
这是主自己的话。
That's how Christians act.
这个是基督徒该有的行为表现。
My last passage in Mark 2:1-11.
最后我们再看一处马可第二章。
Are you getting something out of this?
今天早晨你们有从神领受吗
？Is this making sense?
明白我的意思吗？
Okay.
马可第二章。
Let's talk Mark 2:1-11.
一到十一节。
Mark 2:1-11.
马可第二章一到十一节。
Another Sunday school lesson.
又是一个主日学的故事。
The story of the paralytic.
这个瘫痪的故事。
Did you know sometimes our house?
有的时候我们的家。
Or our meeting.
或者我们的聚会。
Can actually get in the way of what God wants to do.
有的时候会拦阻神正要做事的法则。
Wait a minute, brother. The meeting is a good thing, amen.
哎，弟兄，你在说什么？聚会是好的，不是吗？
But because we are people who walk in humility, we must learn to be flexible, amen.
但是我们若是谦卑跟随主，我们要常常能够调被主调整。
And again, he entered Capernaum.
在这里又发生类似的事。
We're talking about Jesus and his disciples again.
主耶稣跟他的门徒。
And again he entered Capernaum after some days.
他们来到这里。
And it was heard that he, Jesus, was in the house.
又是一样，有人听到耶稣来到一个人的房子里。
This is music to every pastor's ears, amen?
对每一个信牧养的。
Jesus is in the house.
对每一个牧者来说，最棒的事就是主耶稣来了。
That's all we want, Jesus in the house.
我们只要一件事就是主耶稣来了。
If that happens every meeting, everything's going to be okay.
如果每一个聚会，主，我们都能说主在这里，那不就太好了。
Immediately, many gathered together. When they found out he was there,Many gathered together.
当人听见主在那个房子里，他们就立刻到那里聚集。
If we can get Jesus in the middle of our meetings,
若是主耶稣能够在我们的聚会里，
every time,
每一次我们聚集，他都在这里。
We will never have a problem with getting people in the house of God.
我们永远不会有困难邀请人来到神的家中。
Pretty basic stuff.
这是很基本的。
So that there was no longer, there were so many people, there was no longer room to receive them.
有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地。
Not even near the door.
连靠近门口的地方都充满了人。
Can you imagine this place of worship filled with people?
你们能想象吗？这个会所坐满了人。
People on the steps.
坐满了人在走道上。
People on the sidewalk out there.
在外面的那个行人道上。
In the parking lot.
在停车场。
Crowding to get in for what Jesus is doing in this place.
你们能想象许多人拥挤在这个建筑物的四周要看耶稣吗？
Hungry, hurting people wanting a touch from Jesus.
那些饥渴的人、受伤的人，希望主来触摸他们。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
And he preached the word to them.
耶稣就对他们讲道。
That's what Jesus does in his house. Amen. He preaches the word, the truth to them, doesn't he? Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men.
有一个人带着一个摊子来见耶稣，是用四个人抬来的。
And when they could not come near him because of the crowd,
因为人太多不得近前。
They uncovered the roof where he was.
就在耶稣所在的房子拆了房顶。
Now, at this meeting,
那你想想看，在这个聚会里
，If you had two good strong legs，
如果你有健康的两只腿
，You could press through the door to get near where Jesus was doing something， amen。
你可以穿过拥挤的人群来到耶稣面前，不是吗
？But if you were a paralytic，
但你若是一个瘫子
，Someone who is paralyzed，
是瘫痪的
，You did not have the strength to carry yourself into the meeting。
你是没有力量把你自己带到聚会里面。
And even with the help of other friends。
就算有人帮助你
，They could not get this man into the meeting on the stretcher.
他们还是没有办法用的担架把他抬到聚会里。
Have you ever met a paralytic?
你遇见过瘫子吗
？Maybe a spiritual paralytic.
这里是属灵的瘫子。
Those people in the church that just can't move.
我讲的是属灵的摊子，在教会里有没有人就是起不来？
That just won't seemingly willing, that just aren't willing to take a step of faith.
他们没有办法连一步信心的脚步都踏不出去的。
I remember the time the Lord spoke to me about this verse for the very first time.
我记得当主第一次向我启示这一段经节的时候。
I was being impatient with some other good brothers.
当时我对着某一些很好的弟兄非常的不耐烦。
I would talk and talk and talk to them.
我会不断地想办法跟他们交通。
Share scriptures with them.
分享神的话。
Pray and pray and pray with them.
我祷告又再祷告，也与他们一起祷告。
And they would never do anything.
但是他们还是一点都不愿意做什么。
And I was frustrated in my heart with them.
当时我心里非常的沮丧。
And I thought to myself.
我自己想。
If they would only just repent.
我心想，他们所需要做的就是悔改。
Just get over it and obey God's word, right?
就是悔改，然后顺服神的话就好。
I'm afraid pastors often have these kind of thoughts.
我相信很多传道或服事主的人都有这样的想法和盼望。
They just don't talk about it much.
他们只是不告诉我们而已。
And the Lord showed me this passage.
当主向我启示这一段经文。
And He reminded me of these brothers.
提醒我我所爱的这些好的弟兄们。
He said, David, if you pray.
他说 ，David， 如果你祷告
，I'll do work where they can, they'll start to do what they cannot do for themselves.
当你为他们祷告，我就可以开始让他们做他们所不能做的事。
Because in the passage here,
因为在这一段经文里
，Jesus recognizes their faith.
主耶稣看见了这是个朋友们的信心。
The faith of this man and his four friends.
这个摊子的信心，还有他四个朋友的信心。
Their faith made a difference in the miracle. Amen.
他们合起来的信心产生了奇迹。
Sometimes we need brothers and sisters around us, don't we? Amen.
我们许多时候是需要我们四周的弟兄姊妹的，不是吗？
We cannot do this thing called the Church of Jesus Christ by ourselves, can we?
我们不可能自己一个人在这里成立耶稣基督的教会。
It's a body thing.
这是一个基督的身体。
But what I want you to notice here is that this meeting was too small to get this man in for a miracle.
但是问题是在这个会聚集里面，他们太拥挤了，所以奇迹不能发生。
The structure put a limitation on all that God wanted to do in this situation.
因为当时那个人群的结构的，让人不能来到主的面前。
These four men tried to get in the front door, couldn't do it.
这四个人想要从正门进来，进不来。
Probably tried to get in the window, couldn't do it.
想从窗子里进来，也进不来。
What do? They climb up on the roof.
他们怎么办呢？就爬到屋顶上。
Start pulling off shingles.
开始把屋顶给拆了。
Knocking their way through the ceiling.
想要把这个人从上面掉下去。
And let this man in into the presence of Christ.
好叫他们的摊子朋友能够进到主的面前。
What radical faith, amen?
这是一个何等奇妙的信心。
Now imagine having a prayer meeting at your house.
想想看，如果你家里有一个祷告聚会。
Somebody can't get in the door, so they knock a hole in the wall.
人家进不来，他们就打了一个洞进来。
I suspect the owner of this house wasn't too happy.
我想当时那个屋主一定不是太高兴的。
Because these men disrupted the structure, the form of the house.
因为这四个人做的事是打坏了、破坏当时的一个次序跟结构。
But Jesus did not rebuke them.
但是耶稣却没有责备这四个朋友。
Jesus did not rebuke them.
他没有责备他们。
So when they broke through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying.
他们既拆通了，就把摊子连所躺卧的褥子都垂下来。
When Jesus saw their faith,
当耶稣见他们的信心
，not just one man's faith, their faith,
不是一个人的，而是他们的信心。
He said, "Son, your sins are forgiven of you."
就对摊子说，小子，你的罪赦了。
Amen. And we know the rest of the story. He picked up his bed and walked.
我们都知道后来所发生的事，就是他把褥子拿起来走了。
We must be careful not to be so rigid or confining that those who are really hurting can't come into our presence to get touched by Jesus.
所以我们要注意，我们不能太有结构、太有秩序，到一个地步呢，那些想要主的人进不来。
This applies to our lives in 100 different ways. I'll let you.Figure out how it works for your life.
这就我们个人的生命中可能有一百上百种适用的例子跟方式，我让你们自己在主面前寻求。
We must be willing to rearrange the furniture to be compatible with the presence of Christ.
我们一定要愿意随时移动我们的家具， 好让主的自主的同在能够自由的进来。
Do you remember in Matthew 21:12-17?
记得马太福音第二十一章。
Jesus came to the temple.
12-17节，当耶稣进了圣殿的时候。
It's the famous story of Jesus cleansing the temple.
那是一个很有名的故事，就主怎样洁净他的殿。
And remember, he turned over the money changers' tables.
记得吗？他打翻了那个兑换银钱人的桌子。
And many people assumed that it was the buying and selling in the temple that was the problem.
很多人想，可能因为那些人在殿中做买卖，叫主耶稣生气。
But that's really not the heart of the matter.
但是呢，其实事实的中心不是这样。
I've done a lot of research on the history and tradition at this time in the Jewish temple.
我做了许多的研究，想要了解当时犹太人在圣殿里的那个情况。
At this time, it was the time of Passover.
但那时候因为逾越节要到了。
And so many people traveled from far away to go to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover.
所以有人从很远的地方来，要到耶路撒冷庆祝过这个逾越节。
And it was an accepted tradition for around the temple to sell doves and lambs for sacrifices.
所以在当时是可以容许人因为他们很远的地方来，没有办法带自己的祭。
So those who came from far away didn't have to carry their livestock with them to celebrate the Passover.
所以允许人在那里卖鸽子、卖牛羊，让他们可以杀了献祭。
So according to most Bible scholars,
所以就着许多圣经学者来说
，the problem wasn't them selling sacrifices.
他们在那里卖这些祭牲是没有问题的。
But it is where they set the tables.
而是他们的桌子摆的位置有问题。
Evidently, they set these tables up in the court of the Gentiles.
他们将那桌子设置在外邦人的院中。
An area that had been reserved for the stranger and the foreigner to come in and worship the one true God.
那个外邦人院子是特别保留，让那些外邦人在那里来献祭，在那里敬拜神的。
This is implied in Jesus' statement.
这个是主耶稣他心里所
表达的。My house shall be a house of prayer for all nations.
就像所以主耶稣推翻了桌子说这是万国祷告的殿。
So what Jesus is seeing here,
主耶稣看见
is that the Jews, their form of religion,
就是这些犹太人为着他们宗教上的一个关系那个要求需要
or their tradition that was good,
或者是一个好的一个传统
was in the wrong place.
但是呢放在不对的地方。
It was getting in the way
拦阻了
of those who would come far off and worship the one true God.
那些从外面远方来的外邦人让他们不能能够自由在那里敬拜。
So Jesus turns over these tables, pushes them out of the way.
所以主耶稣推翻了这些桌子赶他们出去。
He takes a sinner spot in the house of God like he should, amen.
他站在一个罪人的位置。
The lame, the crippled, they come in and are wonderfully healed.
他做这样的事是好像他把自己放在罪人的地位，叫那些瘸腿的进来能够得医治。
And then the little children come in.
然后小孩子也来到主面前。
And they start to worship the Lord Jesus.
他们在那里唱歌赞美神。
As the Messiah and the one true God, amen.
他是那个唯一的真神，是救世主。
Christ breaks into his house.
当主耶稣进入了他的房子
rearranges the furniture
进入他的殿中把那个家具改变
so he can have a center place be preeminent amen
所以他可以预备一个位置让罪人可以站立
and suddenly in a moment the house of God operates the way that it's supposed to
当神的家中他的运作是按照神的旨意的时候
signs, wonders, miracles the grace of God going out
神迹奇事神的恩典能力就会流出去
and the little children run to him worshiping him as the Messiah
幼小的孩子都会来到他的面前来敬拜。
And the religious leaders were not happy.
但是当主这样做的时候，那些宗教世界的领袖不高兴。
They reproved him.
他们不同意主所做的。
And so it tells us in verse 17 of Matthew 21.
所以马太二十一章十七节就说。
That Jesus left the temple that had been made for him. Amen.
主耶稣就离开了圣殿，记得圣殿是为着主的。
And went back to Bethany.
而回到伯大尼去。
You remember Bethany, don't you?
记得伯大尼吗？
Bethany, the place where Martha prepared a meal for Jesus.
在那里玛利亚跟马大为主预备爱宴。
Bethany, where Lazarus, the brother of Martha, sat at the table and just talked to Jesus.
玛利亚的兄弟拉撒路在那里与主同席。
Bethany, the place where Mary came and anointed the feet of Jesus and wept on his feet.
伯大尼就是在那里，玛利亚把她的香膏给打破，来膏耶稣的。
Bethany, that place that was comfortable to Jesus.
对主耶稣来说，伯大尼是叫他心里很舒坦的地方。
Bethany, that was the house of God.
就的主来说，伯大尼才是神的家。
Amen.
Amen.
Do you hear what I'm saying to you this morning, brothers and sisters?
早晨我的交通，你们明白吗？
It is a simple message.
是一个很简单的信息。
But we so often get caught up in the way we do things, and we sometimes overlook what Jesus wants to clearly do.
有的时候我们太忙碌许多事，而没有看见主耶稣要我们所做的事。
What must we do? Two things.
所以我们该做什么呢？有两件事。
The weakest among us.
在我们当中软弱的。
Those who really need a fresh touch from Jesus.
那些需要主耶稣新鲜的触摸的。
Must be persistent.
必须要坚持
Keep crying out,
要不断地向主发出呼喊
Run on ahead,
跑到前面
Find a sycamore tree,
找到你的树
Be forgiving of those who sometimes misunderstand your good intentions
并着向着你旁边向着你有善意的弟兄姊妹带着饶恕的心
Don't think about Bartimaeus if he would have got angry and walked away
你想想看巴迪买那天如果生气了就走了
He would have stayed blind
他就到今天仍是个瞎子。
But because he was forgiving and received help,
但是因为他谦卑而且愿意接受别人的帮助
he could see and it changed his life.
他眼睛得开而且改变了他的生命。
Keep on believing until you fully connect with Jesus. Amen?
所以我们要做的就是不断地相信直到我们与耶稣相连。
Tear off a few shingles if you need to.
必要的时候房顶都拆了都没关系。
Amen?
阿们吗？
These are good men, good women here.
这些都是好的弟兄，好的姊妹。
Not everybody understand if you cry out the first time.
当你第一次向主呼喊的时候，不见得人人都明白。
But we will learn, amen.
但是我们都会学习的。
We will cooperate with one another and help the weak ones into the presence of Christ.
当我们明白这是主的旨意的时候，我们就彼此合作，彼此帮助。
Those of us who are older,
我们这些年长的、成熟的。在主里比较成熟的
Those who have walked many, many years with Jesus.
与主同行许多年的
We must be careful not to overlook the needy in our midst.
我们要很小心不要忽略了在我们当中有需要的弟兄或姊妹
Part of this is we may not recognize the way they're coming at first.
很多时候我们也许没有明白神的立刻明白神的旨意
But be sensitive to the Spirit so we don't unnecessarily unintentionally hinder anybody that wants to find out more about Jesus
但是我们要向主保持敏感以至于我们不会无意中的拦阻的人来追随主
Amen?
Amen 吗
The house of God is very important to the Lord.
神的家对主来说是非常重要的。
The Lord doesn't want any stumbling blocks in his house.
神不愿意在他家中有任何绊倒人的石头。
Jesus said offenses will come.
但是拦阻是会来的。
There'll be misunderstandings.
我们会被人误解的。
We will be at odds with one another sometimes.
有的时候我们会跟人处不来的。
Because we walk so closely with each other.
因为我们在一起生活得非常的靠近。
But if we stay humble,
但是如果是我们都能有一个谦卑的心
God's grace will continue to flow. Amen?
神的恩典就可以不断地经过我们流通。
There can be no power without unity.
没有合一就没有能力。
The presence of Christ cannot fully reside and abide staying here.
主耶稣他的同在不能停留在这里。
Unless we learn how to operate in unity.
除非我们能够同心合意。
Helping the younger ones connect with Christ.
帮助我们当中属灵上弱小的与主来相遇。
All of us working together.
我们必须一起合作。
Amen.
Amen.
Not for one another, but for Jesus' sake.
我们不是为了彼此的缘故，而是为了耶稣的缘故，为了他的荣耀。
Don't you want a place like Bethany where Jesus can reside?
你喜不喜欢像有一个伯大尼那样的地方是主耶稣常常去居住的
To break bread with the Lord and just sit in his presence.
在那里坐在他同在里与他拨饼交通
Amen. Well, let's pray that God does that.
让我们祷告
In a greater and greater way. Thank you for patiently listening.
做更大的事。
Lord, we do ask. We ask you to have mercy on us. We know we need more of your grace.
是的，主，我们求你怜悯我们，我们需要你更多的恩典。
And God, just help us to walk in humility, one towards another.
帮助我们在彼此同行的时候更多的谦卑。
Humbly pursuing you, Lord.
并且谦卑的来追随你。
Humbly yielding to what your Spirit wants to do.
谦卑的愿意柔软在 你的圣灵的带领之下
humbly helping one another into your presence
谦卑的彼此相助来到你的面前
thank you Jesus God I really pray that you would make this a Bethany system
主我祷告你让这里成为伯大尼之家
a place that you would come to over and over and over again
是一个你喜欢不断的来访的地方
a favorite place
是你最喜爱的地方
I just pray a blessing, God, just your grace upon all that you're doing here.
主，求你祝福所有你正在做的事在这里。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣大能的名，阿门。
Amen.